Mr. Haldeman.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Regarded the departure tomorrow. Henry is, he's got a meeting, lunch agreement, so he can't go, but what I would like for you to do is set up two planes so that, and I don't want any staff people on my plane, and so the staff plane will go down, make it the nice plane, you know. Do you have a nice plane?
Yeah, we have one set up to go down at either 3 or 4 already.
Fine, 4 o'clock. That's the staff plane. I will go myself at around noon, 12 noon, with Julie. But I don't want Rose and all the rest
Rose
of them.
Rose isn't going to go. I talked to her about going.
What's the matter? She bitching?
What?
She bitching about it?
No, sir, not at all. She was, you know, I said that we were doing it, and that you know, she was welcome to go, and she said she thought she'd rather not
stay here and sign autographs.
No, she's going to, she has stuff she wants to do at home, and wants to get some sleep, and she thinks she can do it better here. She doesn't like to go down there because she doesn't have any friends, you know, she doesn't
right,
have anybody
fine, fine.
To be with.
Good, then I have no problem with her. Okay, then the thing is that I don't want anybody on my plane. Don't put Schultz or Ehrlichman or anybody else on my plane unless you have to.
Don't.
I don't want to have to talk to them, see. Put them on the later plane.
All right, now Schultz isn't going down, Ehrlichman is. I wonder if you want to put him on your plane just for appearances.
I don't mind.
You don't have to talk to him.
Because Julie and I will go about noon. I have nothing to do in the morning except sign a few of Alex's bills. Is that fair?
You have the bills to sign, and I guess we don't have Kleindienst, so there's nothing to do there.
But Julie felt that we should go tomorrow, and I think she's right. We'll just go and get it over with.
Well, I think she probably is. I think it makes sense, and that's great if she can go.
She's going with me at 12 noon.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have, Bob, I don't want to have a lot of people I have to talk to on the way down, you see? So don't put people on the plane that I have to talk to. Put them on the 4 o'clock plane.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Sure I do. The only question is if you want Ehrlichman to go down at all. You had felt you did for, you know, to set out the facade of working, and he understands that you may or may not want to spend any time.
I think he should go. He might even take his wife down. He ought to take these opportunities. But let him assume that I'm not going to talk to him.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Let it appear that I'm talking to him, but I don't want him to feel that I have to talk to him.
Right.
Okay?
He understands
that. 4 days, I may not talk to anybody.
And with Ehrlichman, you got no problem. With
I know.
Else, you
yeah.
would have some. And then Kissinger would come down on the later plane.
He comes at the 4 o'clock plane. Good. Fair enough?
Yeah.
All right. What else is new?
Not a thing. That, okay. Now, I'll go ahead and set that up. I guess we can get the helicopters in.
Helicopters, you mean? Is there
a
problem?
I have to get them down ahead, but that's no problem.
We'll drive. We'll drive. I don't mind driving.
Well, let's get them down. They want them down there for you anyway. So.
That's fine.
Go ahead on that. And we'll go ahead and run the staff plane down at 4 or whatever it is.
4 o'clock. You set it 4 for Skitcher. That's got to be what you're bringing. That's very important. Make the staff plan 4 o'clock. But I want to go down at noon.
Right.
And in the morning, I won't do anything. I mean, I get over there about 11 o'clock anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you come over and want to do anything, you can.
Well, I want to sign Alex's bills.
Sign the bills, and they want to catch Conley or something like that.
I don't think I want to. Let's
okay.
get it out of it.
Fine.
Get out of it.
Sure.
He understands that.
Sure.
Oh, I'll get him over.
Well, we'll see. You don't need to plan on it. Just wait and see. What figure departs the White House as well?
Yeah, the Scott Mansfield thing got a good play, don't you?
Yep. Now we're in this darn good shape. We're from the LA Times. We got very good.
Oh, what do they have?
Front page story, very good editorial, and Bob Elegant has a good column. And, Ernest Ferguson has a very good column on the outlook for the Moscow trip. So the whole thing, the feeling overall is just exactly the way we want it. With a few people carping, which is going to happen no
matter what. That's atrocious.
And actually, I guess you want that too, as far as the Chinese are concerned.
Yeah.
Can't bang everybody hailed at
stake.
Right.
Yeah, Henry's over for dinner. He said that Bill Buckley's attacking him. Sanders is running the track. He's been a perfect ass, and I hope Buchanan knows he's been an ass.
He does, but he tends to agree with him.
No, but he knows that there's a time to agree. It's also a time to love him. Oh, well. How about Rose? Did you calm her down a little, or is she in a bitchy mood?
No, no. She's doing quite a good. I've had long talk with
her. Long talk about what?
Oh, just things in general, the trip.
You work out the fact she can call me without asking his Higby and all that. Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He knows that.
Huh? Really?
He knows that. He pitched off about it. That was
not true, huh?
Well,
she must be affected, Bob, by the fact that the trip is getting a hell of a positive reaction.
That's right.
Or is she? I don't know.
Yeah, she is. Very much more positive. I don't think you've got a
problem. But I think, don't you think our going down at noon is a good idea? But Julie wants to go with me, and I think it's really a good thing for me to go.
Sure
is. Or do you? I mean, I go to Camp David, but I...
I've felt all along, unless you didn't want to, that you were better off going down there, because I just think you really get away there. At Camp David, you're...
What time do you think we should leave?
I think we're going
to 12 noon, we'll just leave. And in the morning, I'll crap around with a few things,
you
sign a few bills. Okay, good.
Very good.
Bye-bye.